Welcome to TechTarget's podcast series on evaluating cloud providers. In this audio cast, software security and quality management expert John Overbaugh offers advice on assessing context and application environment in a cloud setting. John Overbaugh is Managing Director of Security Services at Caliber Security Partners. I'm Jan Stafford, Executive Editor of TechTarget's Business Applications and Architecture Media Group. Welcome to our podcast studio, John.
It's great to be here, Jan.
So let's get started with some questions. How do infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and software as a service differ in terms of use cases?
That's a great question, Jan. A lot of companies look at the cloud and are trying to figure out what their strategy will be around the three approaches to the cloud. The easiest way to look at it is, in an infrastructure as a service use case, this is a cloud deployment that a client wants to engage with, where they're picking up servers and server applications and moving them into the cloud and want to maintain as much control of the infrastructure as possible. When one moves to a platform as a service, this is the idea of, I have an application that runs on a given platform and I want to migrate that platform to the cloud without actually having to be responsible for the platform it's running on. The most common example I gave in an earlier podcast with you was a database platform. It's a great platform to take up to the cloud. So instead of having to own a server and do all the administration on the server and so forth, one can engage with Amazon or with Azure or other cloud providers to have a data platform running up in the cloud. The final use case is software as a service. This is where the client wants absolutely nothing to do with hosting the application whatsoever. Salesforce is a great example for software as a service. This is where we're turning over full control of the data, access control, and so forth to the cloud provider and just setting up users and accessing the service as it's running up in the cloud.
And could you explain what context is in cloud and the cloud and how to assess context?
Absolutely. So there's a cloud assessment framework that I like to recommend our clients use. Context is the first pillar within that framework. The idea behind context is just to understand what this engagement will look like before you start to assess it. There are a couple of key components in context. The first one, as we've discussed already, is the cloud type. What sort of engagement do we have here? Infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, or software as a service? The cloud type has a huge impact on who has administrative access and who has control over the security controls that will be in place for the system. And it doesn't necessarily mean a certain system is more or less secure. It just simply means it's a way to identify who is responsible for what security controls within the cloud type. Another thing that we look at in context is the system and the data classification. I worked with a client once that was looking for a SaaS-based intranet solution. The internal security was thinking in terms of corporate IP and personally identifiable information. They kind of had everything wrapped together in one big bulky load. And so internal security kept saying, no, we can't take our data into the cloud. With a little bit of a conversation around the data that we were going to put into the cloud, we began to separate and classify data types at the company. At that point, it's very easy for the internal security team to say, okay, personally identifiable information, PHI, personal health information, and corporate financial data cannot go into this cloud environment. However, the company-sensitive information that would be found on any intranet is fine to put up into that environment, provided that the service provider adheres to the security controls that they promised to put in place. So with data classification, we begin to carve out and classify our data and determine what data is allowed in what environment. Most companies talk about data classification, but in actuality, they really only have one classification, and that is everything. Moving to the cloud is actually a great opportunity to introduce data classification into your company and to begin to talk about this. One key strategy to watch out for here is don't overclassify your data. Don't come up with 10 or 15 different data types. Try to keep it down between 3 and 5 because those are actionable amounts of data. Another important part of assessing the context of a cloud project would be whether or not there's an existing vendor relationship. When there are existing relationships, then the vendor who's being used is familiar with the security questions that will be asked. They're familiar with the controls that will be expected. And there's also some amount of leverage. So if, for instance, there's a new cloud project that's going into an existing vendor relationship, and there's a change that's required, already having a relationship with that vendor means the vendor's going to be a little bit more open to some of the one-off requests and so forth. A final portion of context, and one that should never be forgotten, is the terms of use and privacy policy. A lot of cloud providers, especially SaaS providers, have written terms of use or privacy policies that are applicable to the broad general audience. And sometimes they contain terms and policies which would be contrary to either your company's best interest or your company's security and information policy. It's very important then, prior to going to the cloud, to get a copy of those terms of use and privacy policy, review them, share them with your legal department, begin to understand what the context will be around your cloud application. By doing that, that's going to help you have a better strategy, and it's also going to prevent you from having post-release stress, which is what I refer to it as when you go up into the cloud with your information and find out that your cloud provider actually has a policy of sharing your information or somehow using your information that's contrary to your internal policy.
Thanks, John. How does the cloud type and system and data classification work together to assure cloud security?
Good question. Well, so what I've helped a lot of my clients do is pick a cloud type that supports their system or their data classification. So, for instance, maybe there's a group that's building, let's say, building software. And they are an agile organization. They want to use an online agile management tool. So by classifying the data that would go in or be allowed into their software lifecycle management tool, they can pick the appropriate cloud type. Many people will go and they'll do data classification. They'll say, you know what, we can put corporate confidential information or internal proprietary information into this system. We're not allowed to put PII or PHI into this system. With that classification, then the company will say, well, this fits for us in a software as a service application. We're perfectly comfortable picking that cloud type. Other companies, for instance, companies who manage HIPAA, would be less than comfortable in many of the SaaS solutions, in which case the recommendation would be to pick infrastructure as a service cloud type, where they have full control over what's going on, all of the security controls in place, and even over the application. And then having them control the data by encrypting it and rendering it unreadable at all stages in that cloud. They can therefore, with good confidence, build a cloud solution that still allows them to be compliant with HIPAA or any other regulation. So by picking the sensitivity of the data that you're putting into the cloud, categorizing the sensitivity of the data that you're putting in the cloud, and then strategically picking a cloud type, you can find a reasonable cloud solution for pretty much any application.
And now, what is the impact of application environment, and what should architects and CIOs know about when assessing that?
Sure, Jen. So application environment applies primarily to software as a service, but also can apply in the platform as a service solution as well. Application environment, the idea here is this is a pillar that we're going to review as part of our control framework, just to determine how secure the application itself is. So the very first set of questions that should be asked are around secure development. How did the software vendor build applications that not only contain security features, but for which the features that have been developed are developed in a secure manner? So secure development lifecycle are the tools, processes, and skills that are used by development teams to build increasingly secure software and to monitor the security of the environment and respond if there's an incident. So very important questions to ask. Not often asked when even software, you know, vendors for traditional commercial off-the-shelf products are asked. The next thing to look at under the application environment would be the application design and implementation. What does that how is the application built? How has the implementation been completed? What are the security settings that it's running under? What's the topology? What are the availability of the different components in the topology of the application and so forth? These questions are important because we want to identify, you know, is there sort of an end-peered architecture that we're very comfortable with and familiar with in our own data centers? And if so, are best practices being followed around that? If it's a different kind of implementation, then let's figure out what it is, and let's make sure that the appropriate security controls are in place so we're all confident and comfortable with the level of security there. Another area around application environment that's not often looked into but is very important is change control. How does the vendor manage change in their application? In many environments, especially agile environments, changes come very, very quickly, and that's not necessarily bad, provided the changes that happen are done purposefully, that the organization responsible for the changes understands that they're coming and has put the changes through the appropriate level of testing and quality assurance. Another application environment question to ask is updates and patches. For a very long time, companies were reticent to deploy updates and patches on a regular or a quick turnaround basis. Most companies chose to wait and see patches through the entire patching process, which sometimes their environments would be weeks or even months behind. In today's world, where things change so quickly and 0 days are discovered and reported on a regular basis, it's not necessarily the right strategy and the right approach. Sometimes immediate patching is important. What's really critical here is not so much when the patches are applied, but understanding how the vendor goes through the patching and updating process, how they're approved, how they're scheduled, and how the vendor would notify the client in case of an update or a patch cycle. Finally, in the application environment, ongoing security measures are very important to understand because, again, when we move to the cloud, we do give up some control over security. So understanding what security the cloud provider has implemented will help the client understand whether or not their security standards are being followed in that cloud environment. And if not, they can ask deeper probing questions to figure out, even if the standards are a little different, are they achieving the same level of security? Very important to keep that in mind. When you move to the cloud, your security model has to become flexible. Different but equal is sometimes the motto here. And it's been a little bit difficult for certain security teams to kind of wrap their heads around that. Most teams have this not invented here attitude of, many teams have a not invented here attitude, which says, if it's not my security model, it's not sufficient. Well, when you move to a cloud provider, there are a number of different models there because there are a number of different technologies in place. The importance is not whether or not they follow your exact model. The importance is whether or not the same level of security is achieved. That's what the application environment pillar in the cloud assessment framework helps us to accomplish. Thank you, John. That ends our podcast on assessing context and application environment in the cloud setting. Thank you for listening. This is Jan Stafford signing off.